پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
The last thing I want to touch on in ASP.NET architecture is the mechanism for shadow copying. This is an important feature if you're going to be deploying sites, updates to your sites on a running server. And the idea is this: if you're using assemblies, packaged assemblies in your application, and we'll do an example of just this in just a moment, and you're deploying them to the bin directory of your site, which is going to make them accessible to all the pages in your application. Traditionally, when you deployed binaries to a web application in, say, classic ASP, if it was, say, a COM component, you would have to shut down the server to release references to the binaries so that you could redeploy the new copy. So what they did in ASP.NET was they introduced this technique called shadow copying, which it's actually a feature of the .NET runtime, which when you're loading an assembly, instead of loading the assembly directly from the location where it's deployed, which is going to be here in the bin directory, .NET will implicitly copy that up to a obfuscated directory. So it's going to be under the temporary ASP.NET file somewhere. And it will physically copy the binary up there, and then it will reference this one instead. So it won't reference the original one. And it will also keep a timestamp on the original one. So if this one, if the original one ever changes, it will generate a new copy of the updated one and refer to that one. So the end result is you'll be able to deploy changes to your site, even if they're binary changes, in the bin directory without having to shut the site down. So let me jump to a demo here. This is a what I'm going to do is go build in a little calculator component that I'm going to use in my site. And again, I'm going to stick to doing this all from Notepad and the command line. Although we're going to next work through the same steps we've been through here in Visual Studio. So I have a calculator definition. It's a very simple class that has a static method on it called add, and I've intentionally put an error in my addition logic right now. And what I'm going to do is go compile this into an assembly. So here's the source code file, calc.cs. I'm going to run the C# compiler specifying a target of library and run it against calc.cs. And that's going to give me a DLL. There's my calc.dll. And let's go ahead and deploy that DLL to my directory, my website up here, which is just the root website on this machine. So I'm going to create a bin directory and deploy the calc.dll into that bin directory. So that should give me access in all of my pages to that calculator class. So to make this a little bit more interesting, let's actually build up a calculator user interface by putting in a couple of text boxes. So add, and I just placed a couple of server-side text boxes here, one called underscore xval and one called underscore yval. And I still have the button here. Let's change the button from click me to add numbers. And we'll leave the message label as it was before. And let's go to our code behind class, which I have right here, and build up the logic for processing and calling the calculator. So let's go into our click event handler, which is right here, and instead of setting the label to some random text, I'm going to get the x and y values from the text boxes that were that I just added to my page, and then we'll send the values of those into the calculator class. So I'm going to say int x is going to be equal to int.parse to grab the string of underscore xval.text, and int y equals int.parse of underscore yval.text. Okay, so I should have the two values now. I'm not going to bother with error checking to see if they worked or not. We'll just assume they're there. And let's now call ps.calc.add with x and y. And that's going to give us back the summation, and we'll just set the message label.text equal to the result of calling that and then turning it into a string. Okay, so let's make sure we got all those pieces right. So ps.calc is a static function called add, and I'm calling that with the two x and y val text boxes that I placed on my form, and I'm printing the result to this message label. All right, let's try giving that a go. So here's the main page. Let's try adding 3 and 4. Add the numbers, and notice we're off by 1. Okay, so we're in a good situation now. The server's up and running, and what I want to do now is go fix my calculator so that it no longer is off by 1. So we make the modification to the source code. We go back and recompile the assembly, and then I'm going to redeploy it. And this is where you would traditionally run into a hitch if there were a lock on that binary. But notice move and replace works fine. There's no issue. And I can go back to my website. Let's do a fresh get request on the page. And it comes back, and I add 3 and 4. And this time we get the right value. Okay, and that was all achieved because this assembly was never referred to directly. It was rather shadow copied. And the shadow copy reference is the only one that was had a lock held onto it.